Yes. Well, I'm a bit windy and I shouldn't be drinking dandelion and burdock.
But God, I'm, you're the youngest of the three of us.
I know, but like,
I'm a bit windy drinking all this D&B.
That D&B reminds me of like going and getting a chippy tea. I've got a crate of it in the garage just because it had like a weird hankering.
It's not in a glass bottle. It's not real.
There you go.
I'm drinking it from a glass.
That goes for everything.
If dandelion and burdock isn't in a glass bottle from bars at the back of our bridge.
No, just everything.
Bobbly bottle.
Bobbly bottle.
Yeah, oh my correct.
Gosh, yeah.
Do you tell you what, that was the most aggressive writing in Braille ever. Fucking somebody's like, just
dandelion,
goes,
you.
No, it just goes, ah!
Every number one ever is a podcast for the music purveyor who lives the
in Norway life.
A cucumber castle can be avoided if you play your three with a straight bat, as they're bowled at
Norway life.
Craig's got 250s. He gets rattled by the mumblecore. They love a bit of him
in Norway life.
What's that Liam hiding? I think he's got a banger, mate. Welcome in, boys. Nine number ones. Are they good or are they wrong? Solo singer, boy of the band. They'll all get put through there
in Norway life.
Do you get the gist?
Not a clue, mate, but neither do they. Who? Yes, that's my fellow presenters of the Every Number One Ever podcast. That's who. By Jove, he's the cove who rarely gets things moving round here. He put a budget claim of 500... He put in a budget claim of £550 for bin bags last year. Doesn't that say it all, Mr. Craig Lowe?
My God, I can see the high water... The high watermark receding after that now. After that intro, Christ almighty, hello.
I'd not done a song. I was sat there thinking, I've not done a song.
It was beautiful, but now it's just like every week it's going to be like fucking, what song is it this week, Mark?
No, I can't. I tell you what, on round numbers, I'll look at doing a song on round numbers. Oh God, I've already got a great idea for the next one. Right, fuck that.
Excellent.
Impress your friends by telling them that not only can you get an appointment with your doctor, but that you see him every Monday. How's that for service, Dr. Liam Maloney?
Doctors don't service you, though. I just need to point that out.
That's not what I've heard. Shall we machine?
I got private.
Today's machine is called Deep Blue Something. We've not had that.
Lovely.
We've not had that. Deep Blue
yep.
is the chess computer that beat Kasparov, and he flounced. And Deep Blue Something were a one-hit wonder.
Well, I can just hear Craig scrabbling for song ideas right
now. Oh, shit.
Who's going first this week, boys?
In the nicest respects, didn't give you a thought on that one, Craig. I'm so sorry.
That's fine. I'm good.
Well, right, okay. I have, so we're going to start with Craig.
Hey. Hi!
How cruel is the man?
My first number one this week is unique number one, number 1146. Hello, modern. Here we go again. I'm not going to shine light on magic here, but this is the best song I have this week. So buckle in, boys. It's in for a shocker. Before we go any further, Deep Blue Something, you'll say you got facts in common.
Lovely work.
I was disappointed with myself with that one.
It's been.
That's right. This is a one-week wonder from the year of our Lord 2010. Good Lord, who cares? Press play.
Very baroque.
Yeah, but you know where this is going though, don't you, Liam?
Yep, it's not a large anger. No, it's tiny temper.
What was his place in an upper stabbing incident? Was he involved?
I don't know. Was he just on the sidelines?
I can't remember. We'll do a Patreon on it. A deep dive.
Yeah. Excellent. This is written in the stars. You know what? This is okay. Fun fact, it was chosen as the theme song for WrestleMania 27. That's fun, isn't it?
Liam?
Tiny wasn't in Iron Appa at the time, but carry
was
on.
Was he not?
No.
Craig said that this is his best run of the week.
So enjoy, embrace this song. Embrace the beauty that is Mr. Tiny Tempah.
The way you've done this, Craig, is you've told us that this is the as good as it gets. This is the equivalent of having a nice piece of music as your alarm clock before you're about to get yelled at by your boss. Like, that's the way this feels. It doesn't matter how good this is. It's just going to get worse and worse as the day progresses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got to make it fun for myself somehow.
Yep. Yeah, I was moaning last week, wasn't I?
Yeah.
It's trash, isn't it? It's just boring trash.
Yeah. Yay. Well, Matthew, any thoughts on Tiny?
I don't think it's trash. I mean, it's nothing. There's nothing here for me. Yeah.
Keep it
moving, Craig. Right.
Let's keep this boulder rolling on down the hill with even increasing pace with unique number 1096. Before we go any further, once again, Deep Blue, something you'll say, the facts have come between us.
Lovely.
Once again, nothing. This was a chart tickler, I'll give you that much. It was first number one on the 23rd of May in the year 2009. It then recharted on the 13th of June.
Wow.
Buckle in, boys, we're in for a fun one.
Sounds like bees.
Where are they?
Gotta get dip.
Oh.
Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip.
It's Bep.
What?
It's Bep and it's Boom Boom Pow.
Is it?
You gotta get that Boom Boom Pow.
Boom, oh, brilliant.
Boom, Matthew, boom, you're so you're so 2000 and late.
That's not a lyric, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, so you know what that means? I'm going on two. What?
This is awful. I mean, it's at that point with the Black Eyed Peas that it's like, are the other two still there? We know Will.i.am's there because he's auto-tuning the fuck out of everything. And we know Fergie's there because you've got to have a lass in there as well. But the other two, they used to get a verse each and all. Are they just literally just throwing shapes in the back of the video like this?
I mean, we need to put that on the Instagram. That would be great.
Waggling their jazz fingers.
Liam, what do you feel about Boom Times 2, pal?
Yates's Wine Bar.
Yep.
That's it.
Nice. That's what you got. Excellent. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
It's just, if I wanted to have a fight or drink something blue or, I don't know, finger someone or, I don't know, make bad choices, this is the sort of music I'd listen to.
Liam, drag up the big list. How many have we had Black Eyed Peas?
Oh, God, okay. Here we go. Live googly. Black Eye. I died. Okay, so we've had Dirty Bit. We've had I Got a Feeling.
Woohoo!
We've had Where Is the Love?
Which we kept.
Yep.
And this is Bep 4. We still have.
And how many do there?
One left in there.
What's that?
Meet Me Halfway or some shite like that.
Right at the bottom. Is that M-E-A-T?
Yeah, make me into pork.
Sausage me, baby.
Right, I will qualify. I am going on 2 for bin.
Excellent. A wise choice, some would say.
You know what? I'm going to join you. So this thing is doomed automatically.
Right, what's going straight in the bin, Craig?
Well, as we take the submersible down into the depths to see the already sunken wreck of Craig's choices this week, I present you for one final time, unique number one, number 1122. This was number one for two full fucking weeks in the year of our Lord 2010 on the 20th of February. For one last time, Deep Blue Something, I said, what about breakfast at Facts?
These songs are terrible, honestly.
Fuck off! Fuck off!
But, it's worse than you... it's worse than you would think, because... because where would you associate a Cowell charity song usually falling and charting?
Christmas, isn't
it? It would be a month of December, but yeah. This is the end of February.
What the fucking business does that prick?
But wait, there's more.
Would you like another sausage of poo?
This. You know what? I wish I'd buried the lead a bit more with this, because this is a hardest intro round example if ever there was one.
Okay. Right, so it's Everybody Hurts. It'd be a load of fuckers, right?
Yeah, there is a load of fuckers in it. Yeah.
Oh, is it a melange one?
It is. This is Everybody Hurts by Helping Haiti.
Oh. Why that's...
So, fingers on buzzers. Let's see if we can name 3 people who are part of Helping Haiti singing Everybody Hurts. You know, because it's a natural disaster, let's sing about suicide. So, I am presented with, give me a second, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 names featured in the group Helping Haiti.
Have we heard of any of them?
Can I just put a point in it? Should that have been a one-hit wonder? Or am I just pushing it too far there?
One of these artists, it's notably their first number one appearance on the UK charts.
Oh, interesting.
And probably the most strange and notable choice of this lineup.
Oh, cool. I like
so
it.
Go. How many, have a dabble.
How many are in there?
There's 23 names
fucking
in there.
Fucking hell.
Let's see how many we can pull out of the hat.
Are they? I'm really sorry for asking all these questions. Are they all Cowell adjacent?
Let's have a look. One is.
You don't have to. Just, so th- there's some.
There's a handful of Cowell adjacent. There's some that are very much in the ballpark, and some real weird ones.
I really want to listen to it.
Do it. I mean, I don't know why you would, but do it.
Try and spot some names. Is there a Selena Gomez?
There is not. When you did.
That's also true.
It is. Night is yours alone. Oh God, it really is. When you're sure you've had enough. That's Rod Stewart.
That is Rod Stewart. This
life. Oh fuck off, Rod. I mean, fuck off, Rod. Oh, who's M-ing in here?
Is that a Sandé? An Emile Sandé?
No. No, much bigger.
Fatter. Is it Leona Lewis?
Bilge?
Nope. Leona was the first one.
Oh. Leona Lewis was the auto-tune one.
Yeah. That is the Queen of Christmas.
Mariah.
That's Mariah Carey!
Yep.
God, this is so auto-tuned, I can't get over it.
Yeah. This is Racist Girls Aloud.
Cheryl. Oh, who's that?
Oh, Blunt.
Blunt! No, it wasn't Blunt yet. That was Mika. And now it's Michael Bublé.
Too much!
Now we've skipped Joel McKeldry and I think we're into Miley Cyrus.
Like everyone does. Miley Cyrus, who's doing the Hold On? That's Blunt.
There he is. There's James.
That's how Mr. Bean would sing.
Again, tune to fuck. It sounds northern.
That's because it's Barlow and Owen
in that order.
Yep.
Gosh. That's nightmarish. Go on, who's in this then, Craig?
Who follows that? Next would be, in his first ever UK number one appearance, Jon Bon Jovi.
What?
Jon Bon Jovi had a number one? What an absolutely brilliant fact.
We're classing this as his number one, followed by James Morrison, Alexandra Burke, Jason Orange, Susan Boyle, JLS, Shane Phelan from Westlife, Matt Feely from Westlife, Kylie Minogue,
of course.
Robbie Williams, Mac in his first recording with Take That since leaving the band back in the day, but not in the same room together.
This is so factual.
Yeah. Ending with Kian Egan of Westlife and closing out with Nicky Byrne of Westlife.
Ending on a high then.
Yeah.
I feel ill.
Yeah. This, of course, when you're thinking of songs to record in to help raise money for an earthquake, a massive earthquake in 2010, you of course think about the most well-known song about suicide.
Is it about, I mean, there's surely a positive uplift about the song, right? Is it about
suicide? I mean, it's not about fucking everybody hurts, make sure to reinforce your walls.
What do I do with that? No, it's a serious question, though. Do I leave that in? Was it an earthquake in Haiti?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to beep all that. It's going to be one long beep and I will just let people guess what you said. I mean, the worst thing is, it was a great quip, but that, yeah, it's tough. That is touch and go, that, Craig. Brilliant.
If you want any further reason to kick it in the shitter, the money from the single was put towards two charities. One was for the Disaster Emergency Committee and the other one was for the Sun's Helping Hater.
Ben.
Right. Is that the worst? What we had? What was that? Right, so with Black Eyed
Bep.
Peas.
We had Bep.
We started with Tiny Temper.
A melange. I feel a bit sorry for Tiny Temper.
Yeah.
Melange.
Yeah, he's been
Cowell.
Shafted this week.
And so, I might be. Is that the worst three? It's right up there. It's awful.
I mean, it's getting close, isn't it? And as soon as that came through, I was like, oh, this is going to be as bad as I remember it being. And you know what? It was.
Well,
so, are we calling those things? What's melange actually mean? What's the direct translation of melange?
Mix, I think, isn't it?
Is it?
I'll have to check.
I mean, it's certainly not mix. It's very much unmixed pile of shit. It's just
a
varied
mixture.
Right, brilliant. Perfect. So, officially, quite rightly, Liam.
It's a good description, actually. You know how you get the actual usage of a term underneath what the definition is? In this example, it says a melange of vegetables, which feels appropriate.
Shit me. So from now on, those dreadful things, I'm not sure how many we've got, will be known as a melange. Right, great. Fuck me.
Anyway, let's just get this shit in the bin. Let's play the sound.
Are you voting bin, just so I can check, Greg?
I mean, come on.
I don't think bin. Yeah.
Didn't really bury the lead this week, did I?
I like a record of who's voted what.
Not quite.
Yeah.
Because we've got stats coming in a few episodes' time. So, stats, I know. Keep your erections down, boys. Shall we dip in?
Aye.
Please, anything's got to be better than this. Even Ferrier's
just
better than this.
Just some music.
Fucking Ferrier. Mel and or Kim. Just
bless him.
One or the other.
Fucking hell, he's back.
Who is it? You know, baby, when you're... It's that shaker.
He's absolutely everywhere. How many is, has he got? 12 in now.
Well, he snuck all his ones in, and now we're sneaking in number two. In.
What? What's that?
That is You Drive Me Crazy by Shaky.
And he fucking does.
The Welsh Wizard.
Impeccable work, sir. Loved
the
it.
Welsh Wizard.
Brilliant. Oh, that, Christ. That's perfect.
Can we... Episode 70 is already a bin fire. Can we at least try and put this out?
Sure.
This is what happens when you come to me first.
Let's move on. Let's do me next. So, my first number one this week... It's a bad number. Mm. It is. Unique number one, 1,193. This was number one for the first time on the 14th of April, 2012. Deep Blue something? Yeah, facts. Nothing. This was the start of a glittering career. And it started on... And it,
ah, but...
No, it starts on a joke.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I look to you as it...
Carly Rae Jepsen?
It is Carly Rae with...
Call Me Maybe.
It's Call Me Maybe by...
It's a great song.
Carly Rae.
It is.
But it was a bit of a joke tune as well, though, let's be honest.
Why? Why is that a joke?
It became a meme. It was massive.
Oh, so it's not the fault of the song?
No, no, certainly not. Well, I don't feel like I need to say this, but I am a huge Carly Rae Jepsen fan.
You are in the top 0.02
percentile. It was 0.05 or something ridiculous, wasn't it? Like, I'm in the top 200th percentile. Yeah, Carly Rae Jepsen, fascinating pop star. One of the last great pop songs. Remember I mentioned stuff like Despacito and that Justin Timberlake tune from Trolls? This feels like one of that kind of lineage of big pop summer hits that sort of went up to Drake's One Dance, I think it was. And they were just awesome. There was like a raft of really great tunes around that period. And I think this is an excellent piece of music, and I would quite happily keep this if I could. Mr. Lowe.
Yeah, it's perfect. This is great. This is modern pop classic. You're going to get absolutely zero arguments from me. As close as a Latter Day Gone one could get. I'm not going to, but I'm no fool. But yeah, it's going to be hard sinking this particular ship. This week,
I would add Ava Max. I know you didn't particularly, you weren't there with that, were you, Liam? But me and Craig were. This is quality.
I love the fact that three men in their 40s are just praising what was ever so slightly kind of novelty pop song. Only ever so slightly. There was just
I'm genuinely not getting the novelty on it. I'm not.
Maybe I've got a different opinion of this because it was just everyone took it so unseriously because it was everywhere. It was very kind of meme worthy at the time.
Mm.
But
it probably had a very silly TikTok dance where we did this.
I think it did actually. And there was that comedian guy who dressed up in a bikini and did like chat roulette on people. All of that was kind of a big thing.
The early days of the internet.
This is what good music is like, isn't it?
Yes, this is what it's like. Yeah, you've been gaslit for so long by these fucking machines.
After Everybody Hurts and Boom Boom Pow.
Well, let's see if we can maintain a streak, shall we, boys? If this has proved anything, it's that in those high numbers that we normally at, there's still the odd gem hiding. Yep. That was number one for 4 weeks as well. So
full month.
Yeah, managed to fall.
Means nothing. Haiti was number one for 2 weeks. Means nothing.
True.
Numbers.
It
just numbers.
Does. It fucking does, Craig. If that charity song was worth its salt, it's a fucking charity song. It should have at least done a month. But even people after 2 weeks were like, this is wank. Let them just let all just get this shit off my radio. I'm going to say that more people died in the Haiti earthquake because of that song.
Unique number one, 1,082. This was number one for the first time on the 1st of November 2008. So before Call Me Maybe. Any more facts for me, please? What's this? Whatever it's called. Taking this professionally.
Deep Blue Something.
All serious here.
These songs are terrible, honestly.
I should just stick those two things together now.
It's Groundhog Day.
So we're on 2008 November. Any guesses for who this could be?
It's,
I don't give a shit.
Early, is it going to be a few of them together for charity? Did they do that still?
We're not in Melange territory.
Let's go into Little Joe McElderry.
Any guesses, Matt?
Don't give a shit.
Oh, it's Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
It's the promise
by Girls Aloud.
Oh, it's probably their best for me, that.
It's not half bad, is it? I was never keen on this one.
It's really good.
It's no Sound of the Underground. Let's get that straight.
No, it's not, but it's braver in the sense that...
This is Spectre-esque.
It's pastiche.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's in that point where we had Love Machine and we were doing that sort of throwback sound, so...
Yeah, Biology, similar.
Biology, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Biology's massively underrated, actually, as a tune. So, The Promise is a kind of 60s-esque, spectre-y throwback thing. It feels a bit big bandy at times. It feels very different to anything else I can point to around this period at all. To be honest, it feels very different to most pop music I can point to that we've ever dealt with on this show, because it's throwing back to stuff that never really got to the number one spot anyway.
True.
And it's incredibly polished with instrumentation and kind of band setups that you don't normally get on the top spot. It reminds me, like, I wouldn't have been surprised, I know this might sound strange, I wouldn't have been surprised if, like, McFly had had a hand in writing this. Mm. It feels like that incredibly upbeat, incredibly well-crafted pop that bands like McFly managed to do. You say this is one of their best, Matt?
Yeah, I do. I think the chorus is stellar. It was, to use the David Coleman ball, they were really opening their legs and showing the class when they were doing this one. There was a period of time where I do think it was a trope of pop bands, but this was something a little bit different. So I'm thinking there was always a song a pop band would do where it'd be 60s pastiche song. Yeah, Stop Spice Girls. Reach is
okay. No, you're so right.
Is kind of solely. This is further back. This is you know it's big bandy, as you were saying, and it's almost like one of them has seen Chicago and thought we'll have a bit of that.
Something like that, yeah. But not to the detriment at all.
Not in the slightest. This is a real tough nut to crack. And this is what I'm saying. There's no need. There was no need to go pastiche. And if you're going pastiche, you're in line for a slap down. That, you know, it's like going for the bullseye in darts. It's a high out shot. But they nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah, where a lot of other kind of comparables, I think, would have absolutely fluffed it. Mm. Craig?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's not my favourite. Girls Aloud, which is Love Machine, but it's just great. I mean, again, it seems like everyone says this a lot when a Girls Aloud comes up and goes, oh yeah, this is really Africa. It's the one of those bands that were consistently good,
yeah.
That I think 10 years from now it's going to be a case of people will go back and revisit the full discography and realise how good of a pop act they were. The same way that the Spice Girls are getting their sort of renaissance at the moment, people going back and listening to those three albums and going, you know what? Aside from the singles, they were a really solid, class pop act. I think the same thing will happen with Girls Aloud.
The reason they're not held in high regard as it stands is just down to one person.
Simon Cowell.
No, Cheryl
Cole, hitting Vietnamese people in a bathroom.
And just generally being up in everyone's grill and not very likable.
Yeah. Well, she went all in on the cowl, didn't she? She's all over those X Factors and Got Talents and
yeah,
anything like that.
So I'm just having a quick sniff around Girls Aloud's discography. I said discography. This is the last great Girls Aloud song, just looking at discography. So this is, there's only four more singles after this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm looking at it as well, and I don't really reckon. I mean, the one before this, Can't Speak French. I don't remember that one.
Oh, you do. That's I Can't Speak French. That's a really odd. You're right, Liam, you're dead right. Call the Shots is great, actually. Sexy No No No. Some of their songs around this time are mental, actually. They're just really mad. But no, we've had Something New went in on into the Pantheon on a number two. And I remember our only description of it was, it's really loud.
Oh, but don't forget, we also had that shocking Walk This Way cover cropped up at some stage.
Yeah, that's really...
Which was,
with Sugar Babes version 37.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't a perfect band by any stretch, but... You know, no band is, I suppose.
Shall we cut to the chase? This is solid as fuck.
This is fucking solid, yeah. I mean...
Where are we in the kitchen, my loves?
Fridge.
Cool. What's it going to take to sink these two?
A helping Haiti-sized torpedo.
The last bep.
Okay. Did either of you have a pet rabbit as a kid?
No.
Okay, this is unique number one. 400...
Oh, it's Bright Eyes. Yeah, it's Bright Eyes. Sorry for ruining that.
No, it's grand.
I'm so sorry.
It's unique number one, 437. This was first number one on the 14th of April, 79, and it was number one for 6 weeks. Have you got any more facts for me? Deep Blue something. And Matt has absolutely nailed it.
Yes! Here we go! I took part in a punk cover version of this and it absolutely ruled. It honestly worked so well. Come on, Art.
Is it a kind of
what a voice.
It feels a little bit out of time to me, Bright Eyes. It's
you're right.
Luscious and kind of, I actually don't like the tune at all really, but like the orchestration and stuff is so luscious and ostentatious and big and ridiculous, but played obviously with quite a lot of subtlety. It's ridiculous. It's an absolutely ridiculous song, particularly as a ridiculous song to release in 1979.
Yeah. Attributed with one of the single most like trauma-inducing cartoons.
Absolutely, which was, of course...
Watership Down. I mean...
Yeah. Horror.
What a 1-2 pincer movement on a child's existence this was. Look at these animals. They're dead! Here's Art Garfunkel! You know what I mean? It's quite intense.
Yeah, very much so. I don't like it, but this is one of those where I don't like it, but I can respect it enough to give it its dues. Which rarely happens on this show. Normally it's just like knee-jerk reaction, don't like it, get rid of it. Whereas for me, this time I'm trying to be a grown-up.
That's what we do.
Craig, tell me about your pet rabbits.
There's Thumper. There's Big Balls.
I've never seen Watership Down.
Keep it that way. Keep it away from your children.
I am aware of it. This song has no sort of pull for me in a nostalgia way. As Liam says, it feels a bit late in the day. I mean, I know it, but again, it's all a bit sort of, here's what the 70s were actually doing while punk and new wave and all the rest of it was taking off. This is actually popular 70s. Yeah, but saying that, it ain't a fraction on getting close to sinking the first two.
Wow. Incredible. Are we keeping
Bright Eyes burning like fire? Keep the fuckers, they're brilliant.
This has got to be unanimous keep, hasn't it?
Yeah,
lovely,
very much so.
Isn't it nice when, like, the show works how you want it to work?
Big load of shit, bin it. Load of good stuff, keep it.
Richard Adams, who wrote Watership Down. Are you aware of his follow-up book?
No.
So obviously you think, well, you need a little bit of a kind of bit of respite after Watership Down and let's go in an opposite direction. His follow-up book was called The Plague Dogs. Dogs is a book that centres around the friendship of two dogs that escape from an animal testing facility and are subsequently pursued by both the government and the media.
Oh my God.
Keep it light.
Feels weird this week. It just feels really weird. Do you not think? It just feels really weird.
Is it because we've had some decent music for once?
Well, look at the numbers, right? 1146, 1096, 1122, 1193. There was another 1,000, just under 1,001 with the Girls Aloud. And the only early one we had was 437. That's 1978. So, hello. Do you want help opening the door, love? What's your name? It's unique number 194. Welcome 94. To the room. Welcome to the room, unique sounds. Number 194. How long were you at the number one spot for? I was at number one for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. That's amazing. In December of 1959. But don't be fooled. You won't hear that sting. Will we have any other stings, though? Deep Blue something. Dedications, watch and eat. It's a record breaker as it stands. We'll play the song and then I'll tell you what record it has broken. Here it is. Get ready for these vocals, lads. What do you want if you don't want
money? What do you want if you don't want gold? How old is Jim Moyer?
It's Adam Faith, Liam. It's Adam Faith with What Do You Want? Pizzicato Strings, Buddy Holly via acted impression from Adam Faith, one of the first notable British pop stars with our Cliff. Faith was all glottal stops and hiccuping vocalisms, as was the card in the 1950s, as was the case, sorry, that was, it's not card, that's a misspelling all day long. As was the case in the 1950s, he didn't write his own stuff, and this one was written by Les Van Dyke and arranged by John Barry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just find it divine that there was a time where this song would have sounded especially modern. I love that part. You can almost feel...
It's almost so Muzak-y.
It's amazing, is it? You can almost hear George Jetson flying around.
Yeah, right. Very it's like Holiday for Strings, yeah.
It's a record breaker because this song is 98 seconds long.
What?
It's the shortest. Whoa. It's the shortest length number one.
That's a great fight.
There you go. Adam Faith, what do you want? What do you want, lads? Craig?
I don't know what to say about this.
What's your view on Pizzicato Strings? Din 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 din.
Short and snappy.
Yeah, but it's a bit. They're a bit Zolo. They're a bit Mickey Mouse in. You know, every time I hear Pizzicato Strings, I want to move around the room like that.
Yes, this certainly is a song that has been forgotten and will be forgotten again. So, I reserve judgment on this three. It's going to be an uphill struggle.
It does not move in the needle list, I'm guessing.
No, not even remotely.
Which ain't bad for a 50s and you.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point for him, yeah.
Go on, Liam.
For me, I'm quite happy to have it in. It's slightly more positive than it is negative. It's not moving me particularly, but I do like the kind of Muzakiness to it. But it's not something I'm like, I must go and listen to that Adam Faith killer one more time. And that's not how this works, is it? No. So yeah, it's fine. Pleasant enough.
Right, okay. That's not a bad start. Okay. Let's move up through the gears and through the years as we welcome unique number one, 772. Hit the top spot in the July of 1997, so we're fag ending of Britpop, post New Labour victory. So we're in New Britannia. Any information further, Deep Blue, something before I press play?
It's been Iranu.
Why is it notable?
I have tagged that on. We'll come to it in a bit.
So
sometimes I end up knowing what the songs are that you're going to play.
Okay.
Very rarely it happens, but sometimes it does when there's an error or something. And this one flagged up because the track length on it was ridiculous.
Well, I've noted that down, that this is surely the biggest. So it's not this is not the longest number one in duration, but it's not far off.
It feels like the longest number one in duration.
Yeah. The disparity between the first song and this is marked. If I tell you that the song doesn't even start until 15 seconds after Adam Faith's song has finished.
Oh my gosh.
Hit play. Craig, see if you can guess it, mate. Obviously, Liam knows that. Liam knows it. Planes. It's a helicopter, that, which features in the video.
It's so ridiculous.
It's just... I tell you what, skip in to 2 minutes and 5 seconds, please.
Is that our first chorus?
That's just anything. That's just something that happens there.
Because I've not actually heard this song before.
Well... So you know who it is.
It's Oasis,
right?
It is
now. It's All Around the World, then?
No. So All Around the World is the longest number one. That's 9 minutes and 48 seconds. This is the big, massively look forward to, expectation through the fucking roof, lead single off Oasis's mega hype 3rd album, Be Here Now. This is Do You Know What I Mean?
Yeah.
Running at about 7 minutes 48 seconds. I do distinctly remember the excitement of the release. And I tell you what, before I just smash through this, can I just give you my view on Oasis really quickly? Because I did get fucking dog's abuse from my view on Champagne Supernova, but I am right, so fuck you. Oasis are, and I don't want to use the term class traitors because I don't want to out myself as the massive socialist that I am, but they are fucking pricks. And because that first album was amazing, it showed such promise, it really was exciting, and then it just went downhill hugely from there.
Definitely Maybe, or What's
Definitely
the Story?
Maybe was the first.
Right.
What's the Story is the second.
The pop one.
The half a good record. And this is just biz. By this point, they'd shown themselves to be, in my eyes, complete frauds.
Is this the car in the swimming pool?
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yes, it is. Elongated helicopter embossed intro to every one of its plodding. I mean, what is that BPM? Can it even be marked? It's that slow. 463 seconds of all the excitement during those seconds from how people were looking forward to this record, and you know, it just, everything evaporated. I mean, with all of Oasis' stuff around this point, it was impossible to drill down into because there's actually nothing there. That's the unforgivable thing about this. It's a complete waste of everyone's time. Lyrically, it's the absolute pits. It's just the absolute pits. It's real coked-up poetry of the worst kind. No Oasis song, don't get me wrong, no Oasis song's really ever meant anything, but at least when they were at the best, you could at least pretend that it meant something. It make you sing, and it make you cry, and it make you love your mates, and it's not too... I mean, this isn't too far away from a fucking Smack the Pony type parody. There's a modern reference, kids. I was kind of expecting, though, to have found something relatively new when I was to listen to this, thinking that, you know, it was just a dislike and a hate of the time, of the disappointment and all that, but I'm not expecting any nuance when it comes to Latter-day Oasis, but I think I might have doubled down on my bias here. You know, I was right then, and I'm right now.
Was it like an immediate reaction when it came out originally?
Oh, yeah. I remember watching it on Top of the Pops and thinking, this is utter bullshit.
Because I'm sure we've all had those moments where we've got so into the hype of something that we just think it's automatically great. And then a year or two later, you kind of go, oh, my God.
There's no contrarian reappraisal for Beer now. No rebirth for this song. No extension to the Golden Period Oasis. It was fucking shit then. And it's kept up with inflation. If you rate this, then you are plain... wrong. Plain wrong. Anyone?
I like the way you call this latter day Oasis when it's not even at the halfway mark.
They're dead. Dead. Career. Absolutely dead. they are so dead. So dead after this. You know. This is the thing. I think you can. Even they might exist in the common realm, but they're dead to you. They may as well not exist. Magic. You know what I mean?
They were never really alive. I was a Blur fan. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Magic Pie. You just say Liam is mentioning Magic Pie. There was an episode of the Long Pod where we got Craig to read. It's one of our absolute.
Can we throw that onto Patreon?
I think it was from the Pod in a Pod, and Craig doing reading the lyrics in a style of a found poem. It's just glorious. I dig your friends. I dig their shoes. Great. Go. Read the lyrics for Do You Know What I Mean? You will know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Liam.
Oh, my opinion on Oasis?
On this song. Okay.
The drum sounds quite nice.
They're massively overprocessed, actually, aren't they?
Yeah, they're proper, like, but purposefully so. That's not a thing. That's like a vibe. Yeah. And it's, you know, that's kind of interesting. But it's, I use this term a lot on this pod, but I feel it's appropriate, and the word I'm going to use is dirge.
Dirge!
Just this kind of long, extended...
I'm just going to front up with you now. That song has pissed me off so much. Because Adam Faith, I thought, was all right, and this next one's great.
Okay, let's see them.
Unique number one, 130, 4 weeks at number one, November 1961. Information me, please.
Oh, double A.
A double A will flip both sides on this. He's the biggest of the big.
Pelvis.
Play it.
A very old friend came by today.
Oh, I like it.
Because he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found, and Marie's the name of his latest flame.
There's the title. Marie's the name of his latest flame, a song the Smiths ripped off three times, God bless them. It's the fourth number one in 1961 for the Big E, and an absolute corker too. It's not the best of 61. That still goes to, they're quite miserable, Are You Lonesome Tonight, but I think it's beautiful. The flip side sees Elvis has had no luck with the older sister, so then goes for the younger sister in This Is Little Sister.
Ooh, problematic.
Check the tic-tac bass in your
bit Blues right Brother, say.
It's great.
Little sister, don't you?
Liam, could you do me a favour? Could you skip to the last 20 seconds? Could we get the baritone vocal?
That's some fucking LCR right there.
Don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you're wrong. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
That's great.
Nice tic-tac bass, nice baritone vocal, but Oasis have ruined all three for me. Ooh. What's your views?
I think that is the most I've enjoyed Elvis on this show. It's I don't know of either
his,
of those
it's
two
one
tunes.
Of his, do you really not know it?
No, and they both sound great. The second one, particularly the double A, the Little Sister tune, that's like, I would play that. But you're right, that Oasis tune is just garbage. And I wasn't particularly hot on Adam Faith. It was all right, but it's not all right enough to in any way bounce back from Elvis. Bounce back from Oasis. Craig?
Get It All in the Bin. Two lesser Elvises, Something I'll Never Remember Again, and one of the worst Oasis songs of all time.
Oh, we've got a few more to come, mate. Don't worry.
No, don't worry.
The optimism of that Adam Faith song and the quality of the Elvis AA, and then it's smashed to pieces by self-referential, coked-up nonsense that they knew was going to get to number one irrespective. I'm going to stop now.
What's the opposite of a ghost town?
Oh, we've had this, haven't we? Can't remember. It was that bad, I've forgotten.
Let's dive in. Ready? Here we go. Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, he's better.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck is this? Why has it got Roxy Music vibes? It's
raining. And that's the title of this tune. This is It's Raining by Darts.
Oh, Darts! Lovely.
I never knew Darts did anything like that.
1978, that.
Yeah, with Darts 50s revival.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah. Yeah, rock and roll hits, yeah. So, Shaky makes himself felt again. In the 1950s revival sense. You know what? If you would have replaced the Oasis tune with that, I would have been curious.
Mm. I was not expecting that to be Darts.
Are we all just a bit baffled?
It's been a strange week, hasn't it?
It has a bit.
It's been a very weird week. It's a shit house of a game. It's just,
yeah. I don't know what to make of any of this week. What a strange old week that really was. I really don't know what to make of any of that, but why don't you tell us what we make of that? We could do with the help. Head over to everynumberoneever.com where you'll find a link tree to all the various links, all the social medias, and if you feel like throwing a couple... Wait a minute, what? What's up?
Oh, great.
Oh, God. What? What's going on?
No!
Have you told them about the Patreon yet? Head over to patreon.com.
That's just in a corner.
Backslash. That's the one that goes backwards. ENZEROEPODCAST.com.
It's not zero, it's... Oh,
do you?
Oi, Maloney, shut your face. This is my part.
Greg, do you need us to ring the police?
No. That boy's fine. He's absolutely fine. But why not, Liam, my gem, my darling, why don't you tell me where the old list is looking this week, my love, my darling?
What a dirty bastard. So, witness the work we have achieved this week, my loves. This week, Into the Bin has gone Tiny Tempers Written in the Stars. Sorry, Tinny. Boom Boom Pow by The Bep. And Everybody Hurts by Other People. Also Into the Bin has gone Adam Faith's... Muzaki Jetsons-esque ditty and Two Absolute Fucking Killers by Elvis. However, those, while they were good, have been sunk by the largest battleship-shaped turd you've heard in many a moon. They have gone under thanks to Oasis. Do you know what I mean? Oasis. So that's the state of the bin, thankfully. The state of the pantheon this week is looking nice and healthy. We got in another Shaky Stevens because it's been at least 2 weeks before he's been on.
I forgot about him!
Followed by Carly Rae Jepsen's debut into the UK charts with Call Me Maybe. Girls Aloud's last great single, The Promise, and Murderous Rabbits and a Rabbity Grim Reaper, I seem to remember, with Bright Eyes by Art Garfunkel. And finally, Darts, It's Raining. Some weird 50s revival. But they also have an album. It's from an album called Double Top, which I approve of very fucking greatly.
Yes.
And that is the state of the Pantheon this week.
I'm not going to lie, listener. I'm discombobulated. I'm not sure if I can continue on. But hey, continue on, I and we will. For you! That's right, because someone's got to do this. Craig, thank you once again for your wonderful behaviour. Right, Uncle Craig, could you let Craig go, please?
All right, just for you, my love, my darling.
God. I don't like it. It doesn't feel consensual.
Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely not consensual. Liam, thanks ever so much, my friend.
Joy and a pleasure. And just in case you're curious, Darts are playing in Leeds on the 15th of November.
Fuck off! Featuring no original members, I'm not sure.
Gotta be. There was a lot of agreement on today's pod. Dig back, honestly, there was. But I think the one that we were all most satisfied with was a bit of CRJ with her number one hit, Call Me Maybe. That's what we're going to be playing out with this week. Episode 70, eh? Mm. Ah, only another 2,400 episodes to go. Enjoy yourselves. Drink responsibly but copiously, and we'll see you next week. Love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, my darlings, my loves. Ha ha ha.